You're listening to a DM podcast.
So I just want to take a quick moment to thank my wonderful friends at Wild who have helped me go wild this year. I'm talking about Wild Natural Deodorant. I've been a user of natural deodorant for many, many years, and I'm so excited that I have now found a natural deodorant that works. And I'm going to share my tips and recommendations later in this episode on how you can make the switch and go wild with me. Hello and welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. I'm your host, Madeline Carafa. This is a podcast where we chat healthy habits and positive mindset to help you thrive. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. We're here today with another episode with the absolutely incredible Kayla Itsinas. If you didn't listen to episode one, then I highly encourage you to go back and do so. We had such a good catch-up chat, and we also dived into a little bit of spirituality, which I loved. Kayla shared some of her personal spiritual experiences, and we are here today in celebration of Kayla's new book, Reboot, which is available at all bookstores, online and in-store now if you want to get a copy of that. But for anyone who is unfamiliar with Kayla Itsinas, you may have been living under a rock because she is one of the most influential people literally in the global health and fitness industry. She has been named as Forbes as one of the highly influential people in the industry, and she is an absolute powerhouse. Entrepreneur, she's a mother, and she's a co-founder of Sweat App, which has millions of women around the globe training with her every day. And Kayla started her journey in her hometown of Adelaide, where she was training females as a personal trainer. She started in her home, so very humble beginnings for Kayla, who has now built an absolute global empire, which is used and adored and loved by so many people around the world. And today we are diving into the topic of mindset, one of my favorite things to chat about. And Kayla shares so much goodness in this episode of how she keeps a positive and strong mindset throughout her life. So let's dive into today's very healthy conversation. Kayla, welcome back to the Healthy Hustlers podcast.
Thank you. Round two.
Round two. We are chatting all things mindset today in celebration of your new book, Reboot.
Thank you very much. Can't wait.
I know. So for anyone who hasn't listened to our previous episode, we had a catch-up chat. I loved our chat so much.
Yeah, it was good.
We covered a few different topics.
All these things I hadn't thought about, so yeah. It was really nice.
It was so good. So definitely head back and listen to that if you haven't. But in this episode, we are diving into all things mindset, and I know there is a chapter or a section in your book that is dedicated to mindset. So for you personally, as like a business owner and a mum, how do you keep your mindset turned mostly to positive, or as positive as you can?
In the first episode, we spoke about my non-negotiables. So yeah, it was like having time with my kids in the morning, in the afternoon, like doing my workout. So I think that helps me keep a positive mindset. Also, I'm surrounded by the most amazing community of women. So that also, I have a positive mindset there. I've also moved to a state that's always sunny and warm. So there's a positive there. So I'm just surrounding myself with positive, which in turn creates positivity for myself. Also, My husband is the best person in the whole world. My kids are the cutest. Like, I did actually unload on my best friend the other day. I was like, I need to do this. And I'm so frustrated with this. And she was like, I'm feeling a little bit of victim mentality or something. She just said something like, she's like done like a little bit of research. I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, I think you should just be grateful for what you have. And I was like, I went to be really negative back. I was like, excuse. And then I was like, no, you're right.
Yeah.
You're actually right.
That friendly little reminder.
That's why like journaling is good, because you can actually write down what you're grateful for. Again, because I think when you really look at it, you're like, you know what? Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah.
And I think if you're writing things down and you can't think of things that you're grateful for, then that's where you start, like, you're going to have to start to work on your brain.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I remember when I first started the Healthy Hustlers, so this is back in
2018, maybe, so 6 years ago.
Wow.
And you were like one of the first, I'm not sure if you even remember this, but you were like one of the first 10 guests we had, and it was on video. I was doing it with my best friend at the time, and it was on Zoom probably. And I remember your team saying, oh yeah, Kayla's happy to join the show. And we were like, I'll never forget the moment, like jumping up and down, like, oh my goodness, is this actually real? Like, we're just these two little girls that have started a podcast on the side. And I'll never forget when you came up on the screen on Zoom, and you left me that day just feeling so much belief in myself for the way you made us feel about doing this podcast. It was like beautiful experience, because I was like, everyone knows who you are. You've started this insane empire, and you gave us so much time, and we're just like so encouraging and
I'll come here more often.
Built this. No, but you really did. And I wanted to share that, because I feel like that, as someone starting out who had massive kind of like self-doubt doing this podcast, I wasn't a journalist, I wasn't anything, it was just a passion. And to have someone like you come on and give us that so much confidence, that really helped shape my mindset for this whole journey of the Healthy Hustlers. Because I thought, my goodness, if there's more people like her, I'm going to keep doing this.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
Oh. Well, I really want to share that, because I feel like, it's really helped shape my mindset to have people like you, you know, willing to give your time and energy. What people do you have? I know you've got a lot of trainers and that, but like, are you very mindful when it does come to your team and especially your trainers? You seem to have such a beautiful relationship with them, of how they impact you on a like mental and physical level.
The team, you always have to have a team that's better than you, I feel. That's smarter than you, that's quicker than you. That's what I think about my team. So I played team sports growing up. So my team is very important, because if you don't have the right team, you're not going to win. Yeah. I'm not a solo sport person. That's why I find it really hard when you're saying all that stuff to me. I'm like, yeah, but the team, like, it's not just me by myself, but thank you so much. But yeah, so the trainers that we have are qualified trainers, and they genuinely love what they do. And I think one of the biggest questions that I ask them, I'm like, if you weren't a trainer, what would you do? And each one of them always pauses, and they take a really long time. They're like, oh wait, I haven't really thought about that. And I'm like, yes. Like, they don't have an answer. And when they don't have an answer for me, because they love personal training so much, I'm like, yes, perfect.
You're my type of person.
Yeah, you're my type of person. Yeah. Same with the team. Like, if I have a trainer in front of me, I'm like, oh, what do you want to do? They're like, oh, I want to be famous and I want to get into marketing. I'm like, are you in it because you want to help people? Or are you in it because you want to be famous and get into marketing? Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, it's about who you surround yourself with.
Definitely. Have you had any of those moments on your journey where there's been someone that's really, I guess, blown you away or boosted that confidence because they've believed in you or what you're doing, even earlier on?
I gain confidence and traction and motivation to keep going through the praise of my family.
Okay.
So like, yeah, I don't know. That's not trauma. That's a stupid word to say. But like, if my family isn't happy, I'd stop. But they've always been happy for me. And that's who I look to.
So they're your like biggest motivation.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the like little cute kids like they're doing like a concert and then they look for their parents?
Yes.
That's me. I'm like, where's my family? Like,
I love that.
Yeah. Why does that make me want to cry? Yeah.
And I guess. But that's so nice that they mean so much to you. They're the people you want to make the most proud and to believe in you. Oh, she's actually crying.
Yeah, stop.
Oh, sorry. Do you know what? Like, for that to be an emotion.
Wait, I'm laugh crying. Hold on, because when I started my journey, like, my family was not happy. Okay, I love my mum, but she was like, dude, this is not sustainable. Like, when you're 70, what are you going to be? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, you can't be a personal trainer for your whole life. So then I was like, okay, I'm letting my mum down. My dad's like, do whatever you want, man. My dad's like tagline is like, be cool. So he's like, yeah, be cool. Do whatever you want. Like, he was proud of me. No offense, mum. I know you were like, my mum feels like the biggest responsibility to me, because my dad literally is like, whatever. I know my kids will be good. And then my grandpa hated it.
Mm.
So he's like old school. He was like, you need to change. In Greek, the translation was like, personal training is for men. Yes. You need to change your career. Mm-hmm. Like, pick something else. Be a nurse. Be a teacher. Be like, get yourself a girl job, was the translation. He's 86 years old. You are not changing my grandpa. My grandma also not interested. She was like, personal training. what's that? And I was like, when you know the people in the gym, she's never been to a gym in her life. She's like, her thing was learn how to cook instead of trying to do. So I just felt like I was letting everyone down. And then as I like, I guess, worked by myself, my family started to like get on board. So I really like, I don't know, I think I have like family issues, you know, like mommy issues, daddy issues, like family issues. I'm like, be proud of me. But now they are, now they definitely are. But I really had to prove that to
them. Prove it. So how did you move through that? Like in those times where you felt like, well, I'm assuming that was a sense of failure or like you weren't doing the right thing in a way. How did you, in those times, you keep pushing forward to pursue something that you really loved and believed in?
Well, because I genuinely loved it and I believed in it. Okay. And like, I was also, like, I was very respectful towards my parents as well. Like, and in an industry that's highly sexualized, I was like, okay, for them to be proud of this like job that I have, I can't sexualize myself at all. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to anyway, but I was like, I can't do that. Cause imagine the look on my dad's face. Like what? So I was like, no sexualization of my brand. I'll only work with women.
Yeah,
I will never promote a brand that I don't believe in, which was another thing that I said. And this was all to like make my family proud, and to make me feel like I was winning. And then I stuck to that, and it just became part of my life. Yeah. Like I just, And then my family was proud of me.
I love that.
I made them sound so mean. You don't understand. Like I come from those beautiful Greek family. They genuinely love me. They're so proud of me. But holy crap, did I have to like prove
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think anyone who follows you or knows you knows how much you love your family and how much they love you back. Like you're like the epitome of family.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I don't know why I'm there. Yeah, I just had the biggest suki lala just then because I just realized how many issues I have surrounding my family. And then like the community, when they come up and they say like, you know, we came by ourselves but we've left as friends. I felt like they're built like, and that's why I built a community because of women because they didn't have family. They didn't have the bond that I had with my family. Yes. So I just built that for them.
For people.
Yeah.
I get a lot of questions on Instagram about this topic, and I guess it's because it's no secret that I personally do try my best to live a natural and chemical-free life when it comes to my skincare and the things that I put on my body. So something I actually did personally for my health when I fell pregnant for the first time was switching to natural deodorant. And the reason why I did that is because when I started to investigate, you know, the toxic chemicals and harmful ingredients that were actually found in more conventional deodorants, I was like, oh my goodness, why am I putting this stuff on my body? I'm growing a human life. I'm making the switch today. So I thought I would share with you some of my tips and recommendations when it does come to switching to a natural deodorant, because it's a question I get asked a lot. You know, what do I use? How do I make the switch? I sweat a lot. I really want to use natural, but I don't know where to start. So I think the first tip that you need is to find a natural deodorant that actually works. And after 5 years, I have tried a lot of natural deodorants. So I've done basically all the groundwork for you, and I'm going to share my top recommendation. And this one is for multiple reasons, and you've probably seen it flooding your Instagram, and that is for good reason. Wild is a natural deodorant that actually works. So not only does Wild natural deodorant contain all natural ingredients, it has over 98.5 natural ingredients. Like that is huge percentage. It's also eco-friendly. First, I hate to break it to you, but you're gonna have to embrace the sweat for a little bit because your body actually needs to detoxify. When you are using deodorants that hold aluminium, they are clogging your pores, which do block the sweat. Your body is actually meant to sweat. And the good part is that once you get through this detoxification stage, you are ready to go and using natural deodorant will not be a problem. But you do have to embrace the sweat. So while you're embracing the sweat, I personally like to cleanse my armpits with a really super natural and gentle body wash or soap, and go deodorant free for at least 1 to 2 weeks if you can. Let that body sweat and then you can start using Wild all natural deodorant. They have a really sustainable design. You get this super cute case which you can keep for life, and these biodegradable and recyclable refills. So the refills are super easy to use. You can
either have a subscription base, which if you follow me on Instagram, you know as a busy mum, I'm all about the subscriptions. They'll just land in your letterbox when you're ready for them. Or of course, you can do a one-off purchase, or even more conveniently, you can head to your local Priceline. So let's go wild. Go to wearewild.com and use the code HEALTHY40 at the checkout for 40% off today.
As a young female businesswoman who you like skyrocketed, like everyone knew who you were from your BBG footy guides. So yeah, I just like, I found it fascinating and like really admired the fact that you from such a young age were so strong on the things that you would and wouldn't do in your business. And I still see it with you now with like, I know you talk about a lot about like not doing paid partnerships on your Instagram. And I'm like, I just love the boundaries that you've set for yourself and you don't like step over them. It's yeah. really impressive.
I like to align the brand with people that align with me. And I'm very like, it's a few people. So I do paid partnerships with maybe one or two people that do align with the brand. But I think I was raised by like strong and powerful women. And I think that's where like, not even just my family, but my clients, like I was very young when I started and my clientele base, because we were women only, were like very powerful women that owned big corporates and they big organizations, and they would tell me sort of their boundaries and like, I don't want to do this. And I'm not going to do this. And you would never do that. And I don't want to see you doing this and you shouldn't be this. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like I was raised by so many like powerful women, whether they're my clients or my family. So I don't know. I think I just like naturally was like, and why would you, when your audience is 99.9% women, the sexualization comes from generally wanting to impress.
Definitely.
Like the opposite, sex.
Definitely.
So, that wasn't me.
No.
So I was like, okay, that's out. And then I guess I was raised by powerful women that had their own boundaries and I just watched theirs.
Which is amazing. Yeah. And then it's just been instilled in you from a young age.
I just hate, again, disappointing my family. I just hate the thought of disappointing my family.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when it comes to positive self-talk, we all know that helps with a very healthy mindset. How do you feel people could cultivate a more positive inner dialogue when it comes to things like fitness? Because I feel like fitness and, you know, body image can be that place, especially when we're talking about females, that we do have or lean into more of a negative self-talk. Do you have any tips on how you feel like people can have a more positive inner dialogue? And if it is getting started in fitness, like how they can really use their own self-talk to get motivated?
Yes, I have many things. The number one thing that used to annoy me about women, I love you guys so much, but it was, and it was back in the days when they used to say, I can't. It was this automatic negative. And my mum would do it all the time. I can't do that. Like the things that she could do, she would do. Yes. But anything out of her comfort zone was, I can't. And I think me entering into the personal training space, I wanted to prove women wrong in a way that it sounds bad, but I was like, no, you can. Mm. So I think like really changing your mindset from like, I cannot to like, I could try. So what I used to do is actually punish my clients for saying I can't. So every time that came out their mouth, I had to do 5 burpees, and honestly it dead stopped them from saying it. So I would be like, all right, let's go box jumps. And the box, by the way, the box jumps was not a wooden box, it was a soft foam box, so they could literally like run into it full place and never hurt themselves. And as soon as they were like, I would look at them, it was like these like Greek mum eyes, like and they're like, I will try. I'm finding it difficult right now. It's actually just rewording and rephrasing what you're about to say, because it's not that you can't.
Yeah.
You can't jump up and touch the sun, but you can jump on a box.
Yes.
Like it might be a little bit difficult, but then like the way that I would actually scare them was so funny. Sorry guys, I scarred my clients for life.
These Greek mum eyes are going to haunt them.
Rephrasing the way that you not only say things out loud, but also in your head, also write them down.
Yeah.
Like
yep.
Unload your brain, because sometimes what you're thinking is not actually like
the truth.
They're just thoughts.
Yeah.
You can change them in 2 seconds.
Definitely.
Things that women think that are incorrect are, everyone is looking at me. I need to be fit before I even walk into a gym. And I would never be able to be at the level of blah.
Yeah. Or what truth?
Not the truth. Not truth at all.
Have you had your own like limiting beliefs or negative self-talk across the journey that you've had to work through? Or have you always kind of had a positive inner dialogue?
Had positive dialogue until Anna. I had mm-hmm. Anna, and then it was just all negative. I was like in the worst space of like, when is this going to get better? Like I had a cesarean, I lost control of my body. I felt like I lost control of my mind for a little bit there because going from being an athlete to being literally crawling on the floor to get anywhere, I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like no one told me this.
Yeah.
Felt like my recovery was so hard and so long and the pressure was more than the recovery. Mm. And I actually went back on, I was on the plane and I was bored and had no Wi-Fi and my Netflix episodes didn't download. I was furious. So I was like, I went scrolled all the way down to my notes. And this phone in particular had 2019 when my daughter was born. I don't have my phone on me, but I wish I could show you. And it says in one of the notes, I'm writing a caption for Instagram. And the caption, I never posted it, but it was saved there. And it says, the pressure of trying to return to fitness from everyone else is more than the pressure that I'm feeling that on my body, like as in like Whoa. The pain that I'm feeling on my body. And I was like, I was reading that thinking, what?
Did it take you back? Like, did you remember that moment like, when you read it?
Yeah, I was like, who is that writing that?
Yeah, wow.
I was like so glad. That's why journaling is good.
Yeah.
Because you can like look back and be like, oh, wow, who was that?
Realize how far you've also come, can't you, with those moments? How did you move through those like those challenges? Because I definitely felt those postpartum blues more so after my second and just, feeling like, you know, I need to get on with my life and everything's stopping and it felt really hard and overwhelming.
Yeah.
Did you talk to, like, did you have support? Were you open or you just moved through it?
I was trying to hide it because I really wanted to showcase the happy parts of my life. But the one thing that I did do, which sounds so hard to a person who is so unmotivated to do anything, was to consistently show up. And I put less pressure on myself. So I said, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to work out for 2 minutes and I'm going to leave. And so I went to the gym and I hated it because it was at 7:30 at night. I was like, I hate this so much. And it was dark and it was cold. And I walked to the gym and I did like a 2 minute like stupid leg out, leg in thing. And I was like, I'm leaving. And the next day I'd rock up for 2 minutes and it'll be 4 minutes. And then I'd rock up and then I'll do like a 7 minute thing. And I'm like, oh, this is all right. And then I'd rock up and it'll 20, 30. Like I was like, if I hadn't have just rocked up the first time and just committed to showing up, I would have never been where I am now. So I'm working on my future self.
I love that. That's like almost the best thing that you can do, your future self, isn't it? Like looking out for her. That shift though, I could imagine that would have been huge for you to go from someone who's in the gym and can do literally everything in the gym for hours on end to I can only be there for 2 minutes.
Yeah, it was a bad, I was in a bad like mindset there. And it's all about learning. I wanted to get back. I felt the pressure to get back so quickly to prove to the community that you can do it. I'm always proving to people that you can do it, but it's always at the expense of me.
Yes.
So if anyone's listening to this in terms of changing your mindset, it's about showing up for you and showing up and taking the pressure off yourself, doing something so small, and then increasing to whatever you want to be, but knowing it's going to be a journey and it's going to be learning. Because there's no magic pill. Because if there is, it's just boring. You don't learn anything. You don't know how to fix it once it happens again.
So true. Beyond like fitness, I guess working out, do you have any like mindset practices or little tools in your toolkit that you kind of lean on from day to day?
Yeah, I do all the things. I go for a walk. I don't meditate because I think I'm still working on this. I think meditation is where you have to be quiet and like focus, and that's not a true thing. And I haven't gone as far as do anything else, but I do like the deep sleep hypnosis, and I have my nighttime routine, and I feel like that sets my day up. And if I don't do that, then I'm like one of those people that it's like all or nothing.
Yes.
That really wrecks my day and my training.
The all or nothing.
Yep, 100%.
Yes. Okay.
If you're like me and you're listening, it's like you wait for the perfect moment and it's gone. You're like, oh, I'm not doing it today then.
So do you have days where you like sit on the couch and watch movies?
Never.
You don't?
Never. I have to be sick.
Really?
Like I was really
hoping you were going to say
No. And I wish I will find things to do. So if I have like a day off, it's like a day of me pottering around doing the most random things, like stripping the beds, putting the beds. But it's not a hard task, but I just find tasks to do.
Yep.
If I'm in bed all day, I'm sick.
You're sick.
I can't relax.
Sit around.
Just feel like the laziest person on earth. And I think this is so relatable to so many women.
Yeah, totally.
Especially if you have kids, you're like, I'm not sitting in a bed all day doing absolutely nothing while there's a thousand things to do, because you're the default parent or the default partner.
Yeah. It's so true.
You have to do things. So you're the one that unloads the dishwasher. You're the one that does the washing. You're the one that hangs it out. Like, you're that person. You don't have the ability in your mind to go, oh, I'm going to lie in bed all day. Because you got tasks to do, whereas your partner doesn't have to think about that.
Yeah. It's interesting because I've been thinking a lot lately, probably with my daughter about to start school next year, of how ingrained this hustle culture and like busyness is ingrained in us from such a young age. I'm like, they go from kinder, which is like a few hours a week, to 5 days at school with like multiple activities and sports and things on the weekend and birthday parties. And I'm like, it is. And then we go from school to university. If you're at university, you're probably working 3 or 4 jobs to like pay your rent and do all those things, or you're going straight into the workforce. It was actually today I was thinking about it too, when I was coming through the train station, everyone's like just on. And I'm like, it is so ingrained in us.
Yeah, where are you going?
Stop. Yes. Like, yeah. To just always be in this hustle mentality and striving for something more. And I think just that switching off is one of the hardest things to do.
Yeah, it is. It's so challenging. So challenging. And that's why I say, like, about those non-negotiables, doesn't matter how long it goes for, like, you need to have at least one a day where you can have your me time, where you switch off. Mm-hmm. But like, this hustle culture is so ridiculous. And props to Queensland, or the Gold Coast where I am, there seems to be not as much of it. There's a, yes, get up early in the morning and rise with the sun and go for a run. That's fine.
That's a healthy lifestyle
It is living a healthy lifestyle rather than, and no offense to Sydney, I love you, but your hustle culture is so chaotic. And only because my best friends are from here, and they just recently moved because they're like, with the price of living and how chaotic it is and how much hustle culture there is, I feel like I'm failing every single day. And so if you're listening to this and you feel like every single day where you are, you get up and you feel like you're failing, you feel like you can never keep up, if it's affecting you mentally, you need to stop. You need to change. You need to make a change.
Yep.
Whether that's in your mind or like physically, like actually move yourself, you're going to have to make a change, because it's not normal to feel miserable for the majority of your day.
Yes. Completely agree. What would be, if you could give someone that's like listening and like deeply resonating with this, being like, oh my God, Kayla's talking to me right now.
Yeah.
What would be 3 really easy things that you could give them, tips that they could just inject into their day tomorrow, that don't feel overwhelming, that just like 3 little healthy habits that might help them feel that little bit more at ease?
I like how you say this, and I like that you think I want to give you 3 healthy habits. My tip to you, if you're listening to this today, because it is so easy for me to say, add in more water, have a green juice, go for a walk, but that might not work in your lifestyle. I don't know where you are. I don't know where you're living. I don't know what the climate is in your situation. So what I'm going to give you is for you to use your brain, and I want you to think of 3 positive things that you can add into your life. So no subtraction, no, I'm going to cut out carbs, I'm going to stop doing this, I'm going to change my gym. Don't add more pressure. Don't add more pressure to your life. Don't cut anything out. Add in 3 very simple things. So I'll give you examples of things that you can do. So you can do the deep sleep hypnosis thing on YouTube. That is free. So that is to put you to sleep. You can go for a walk. You can add in some more water. You can check your vitals and actually, like, maybe you're lacking in supplements that will change your life. Like, you could have a very serious conversation with a friend that, you know, you need to reconnect with someone. It's just little things that you can do to make your life easier. So think right now, what are 3 things that I can do right now to make my life a little bit easier tomorrow?
I love that.
I just don't feel like people do that.
That is like amazing advice. That moment of actually tuning in, isn't it? Like, that's all it takes. Like, quietening the noise, tuning in, what's going to have a positive impact on me?
Yeah.
And if you need it, go and get the reboot book, because that'll help you. Help you reboot, do your brain dump in the journal, have some healthy meals.
Yeah, do some low impact exercises. You'll love it.
I love it. Kayla, thank you so much for joining me. Absolutely loved that episode, and we'll be back with another one again.
Cool. Can't wait.
Like always, I hope you loved this episode. If you did, please share it with a friend, a family member, someone that could use this at the moment. And if you would like to leave a review, it is always so greatly appreciated. I absolutely love reading your reviews. It is honestly one of my favorite things. And of course, if you would like to be featured as a healthy habit on the show, all you need to do is message me on at the Healthy Hustlers Instagram or at Madeline Carafa. And I would love to have you join me on the show. Thank you so much for joining me.